Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Entering a new market is never easy, but the challenge is greater when society doesn't talk about the natural bodily function your product is used for, and the bulk of your target market doesn't know how to use your product. Last week on Make It Right, my guest Gaurav Bathol talked about his company's four-year journey in the Indian femcare manufacturing industry, the challenges they've faced, and the successes they've had in their first year of manufacturing. I'm Janet Eastman. Welcome to Make It Right. This week on the show, Gaurav and I talk about building on their success and how Nine is getting their manufacturing process right. How are you managing to keep your waste and scrap down to its absolute minimum and keep your speeds up and things like that?
This is the biggest challenge which I faced for the first 6 months. And because, you know, although if you get the right raw material and the right technology, but you need the best skill to run the line to optimize production and reduce wastage. So we tried to hire our operators and production managers who have some experience in this industry. So these are the people from PNG and J&J. Those who are used to running, those who have come from a good culture and they know how to optimize the speed and reduce the wastage. So we got the good support. So we hired them, we paid for the skill, and we are getting the results. It's definitely, it's not so easy to optimize. You are under, sometimes you are under a wrong impression that actually this is wastage, but in the end when the month gets over and when you reconcile your stock and everything, then you realize, no, your wastage is just double. But then we make the strategy again that what were the areas of losses? How can we minimize this next month? How can we make sure that we get a sustainable product? Then definitely the consultancy also in this business is very limited, especially in India when I talk about, you know, we faced a lot of challenges setting up the plant. Not any single plant that I can go and visit. And Chinese really helped us a lot. We did visit to China and then we did some market study. Chinese helped us to see some running plants, how they are organized, how they are, how they have planned the unit. So I got an entire idea of factory layout and how the machine should be placed, because that's one reason how you get the efficiency or not. How the entire raw material inflow and then the conversion happens and then how you arrange your finished stock. So I did a lot of R&D and study with Chinese and we got some good consultants in US and Switzerland who helped us with the product, the construction and all of that. So with all of that, we the right infrastructure for hygiene setup. We are maintaining full hygienity in the plant and our entire lines are air conditioned. So just like any medical factory, we have created a plant. So we make sure that it is out of dust. We produce very good quality pads. So a lot of things which have connected together. It took us almost 2 to 3 years to set up the factory and start the production because there's a lot of R&D which happened and the limited number of people knowing much about this industry. So it was a hard time for us, but it was very interesting. And now we are making sure we make the right product at the and control the wastage. And then again, when I talk about the bigger goals, so when you are multiplying 2 lines, 3 lines, 4 lines, when you're trying to add baby diapers also, then you need the people and good organization structure and everybody has to be liable to the quality and commitment. So accordingly, everything happens. So we are trying hard. We're working 24/7 to make this brand sustainable and achieve our goals.
And Gaurav, you've actually worked with Kevin Snook, the author of Make It Right, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. So he gave his presentation. He told about himself. And at that very moment, I decided that some or the other day, I'll definitely call him to my factory. So that time, I was not manufacturing. We were in the phase of starting up. So recently, I got chance to call Kevin. And he was a big eye-opener to me personally. It was a very right decision. I brought him to the plant and introduced him to my team. That guy really opened our eyes that how we are working, how we are manufacturing, and how to think, make things right, how to identify the root cause problems and work on it. It's, you know, it's the same team who was working earlier, and it's the same team now. There's so much of difference. Just a 3 days of his visit has made such a remarkable change within my team. The spirits are high, the motivation level is high. Factory looks more clean now. Everybody seems more responsible. So he was a big game changer for me. He inspired me a lot. And I'm sure we'll be continuing with Baby Diapers also. He'll be assisting me in the future. And he's always available whenever required. So I'll definitely, once we also scale up, so I'll always try that. We have that bond, and we can always get that learning, because he's working worldwide. He's working with all the manufacturers. He knows the industry. So he was a big inspiration to us.
So he actually has visited your factory?
Yeah, he visited my factory 2 months back only. And there's a major now and then is a big change. And he really helped us a lot, that how to, you know, make the product right. He gave me his book also. I read it. Make it right. Mm-hmm. And, it's every word of his is very practical, and he's an amazing guy.
He is a super guy, and he certainly does care about manufacturing and people in manufacturing.
I could see his passion, and he showed us the right picture where we are and where we want to be. So, although I'm not continuing with him at the moment, but his words and support and his 3 year experience is always with me, and 3 days experience is always with me. So, we are trying hard to follow his guidelines and run the plant accordingly.
Good for you. That's great news.
Yeah.
So, when do you move into Baby Diapers?
Soon, next year, very soon. We have already ordered the Baby Diapers line. And early, I think March, our product will be there in the market.
Great. So what have you learned in this first year or so? What are some key takeaways that you can leave with our listeners about starting from scratch?
Starting from scratch. We just started with nothing. And it was just the experience of running a plant, our textile plants, and our experience from building a brand. This is what we had in our hands. And we were really keen because the statistics of this industry was very good. So we were really keen on setting up and making it a successful brand. So we tried hard. And sometimes, yes, it was very tough. We decided many times whether we should enter into this business or not. But then we took up the challenge. We like facing the challenges, and we went through that roller coaster ride, the journey of 2-3 years of setting up. And then again, it's a new journey of selling the product, which is again a big task. So it was all the courage and experience, past experiences, which helped us, and definitely support of our family. My wife, who really was very cooperative, because I traveled a lot to... I somewhat ignored my families also during that time. But now I understood how to balance work and family, which is equally important. And myself, I was not aware that I can do so much of work. You know, that was the best output I could tell you, what I have achieved personally in 4 years, that I didn't know myself I can do so much of work. So when you get the work, when you get it started, when you get growing, then you realize its importance, and then we make sure that we have to achieve it. And then you get connected to so many people. And it's such a positive product, you know. People really appreciate, society helps you. Everybody wants to connect with you, because we call ourselves a business with a social cause. When you are doing any social cause, you are directly addressing a social cause. You get the support of your family, your society, the clubs, the institutions. They are ready to join hands, willing to work with you. That gives you different energy to work. So all of this, many factors which came in together, and now we are expanding, and we make sure that we make this brand sustainable and long-term.
I think it's a really interesting story. And I understand, well, the way you've described it, a four-year challenge that you've been building over these years, your goal, your social goal is a really excellent goal. And it's fascinating to listen to you tell your story about your journey, Gaurav. And I hope maybe we can touch base again in about a year's time and see how you're doing.
Definitely, definitely.
Congratulations.
Any idea why we put our brand name Nine?
No, I have no idea.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
So, you know, what inspired to put the word nine was, it's the 9 months of pregnancy.
Oh.
Which is related to, because, you know, what happens in India where there's unhygienic use of menstrual hygiene, the awareness is low, people don't take care, mothers and daughters don't talk about it. And you know, the right teenagers, they don't have the right education and the right guidance from their family and friends. So what happens, they end up using wrong things for their periods, for managing their menstruation. So some girls even use grass, hay, you know, dry ash, bad cloth, due to which they get infected. Mm-hmm. And, they are not able to bear a child in the future. So Nine brand came up with that thought that every woman should go through that 9 months of pregnancy, that beautiful journey of motherhood. So we dedicated the word nine to this product. We ensure that all the hygiene, all the females get the right hygiene for their periods. This is the entire idea.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah. So, because, you know, it's always like, always stay free.
Yeah.
And that which you must have heard, but you would have never heard about nine related to sanitary napkins.
No. And so why are there two eyes in nine?
Two eyes, that is something related to numerology, but there's also a red dot. If you have seen our logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that red dot indicates bindi. Bindi is something that Indian women applies on between their eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's called bindi. So we indicate that this product is for Indian women. And it's directly, to make it a feminine connection, we put that red bindi. And it's N-double-I-N-E. And then again, one more point putting this name was that it is easy to pronounce. You know, generally when you go to village, the females and the girls, you know, who are not educated and not very literate, they're not able to spell. They cannot say stay free, you know, so easily. Mm-hmm. So nine is something which is connected to all. It is common to all. Like all the mobile numbers and everything is nine. So it's like, you know, nine. You can even you can just shake your hand and point out nine. You know, I want nine. So it was easy to pronounce. So that was also one thought behind putting up the name, so which for the consumer ease. So this is all which inspired us.
There's a, you know, Gaurav, there's a lot of thought behind this product that until you really dig into it, you don't realize all of the tiny little components and things that you guys have thought about to make this the perfect product.
Yeah. So even, you know, we are trying to educate men also. Because men in the society, especially in India, don't want to talk about it. Husbands don't talk to women about periods. And in India, most of the buyers in households, you know, in Indian households, most of the buyers are male.
So really?
They decide the family budgets. And most of the retailers are men, those who sell the products. Though many retailers don't want to keep the product because of the social stigma. Most of the men's don't want to talk about it. They're not aware about it. So they don't want to go and buy that for their sister, daughter, mother. You know, it's a very secret topic in India. So due to which the penetration level, this is the reason, because it's not openly talked about. So we as a brand, we are always saying that talk about periods, nothing to be ashamed of. It's natural. All our workshops are dedicated to that. Even a pad, if you get to see our pad, is send me your email, send me your address. I'll definitely courier you a packet of pad. It says at the back of the pad, it doesn't have any fancy butterflies or flowers. It says, let's talk periods. We do mention on our pads, let's talk periods.
Wow.
So it directly connects to the consumers.
And yeah, you're not trying to hide what this is, right? Which is, you know, butterflies and flowers. It sort of hides what's actually going on and what you're trying to talk about.
Yeah, we are trying to take this message ahead.
Thank you so much for sharing the Nine story with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet.
Okay, good luck with your growth and social goals. And yes. We will be chatting in the future.
Yes, of course, definitely.
Okay. Gaurav Bathol is a Nine partner and director. He is based in India. And that is our show this week on the Make It Right podcast. Please check out our Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook feeds. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and YouTube. Until next time, I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening to the Make It Right podcast.